Today is Friday, October 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my God, I feel like I'm scratching my head. I feel like I have bugs crawling all over me, and I'll tell you why. So Mark and I went for a walk. We didn't walk yesterday because it rained, and we didn't make it out in time. And so today he said, hey, I think it's going to rain again tonight. We should walk before you record so we can get it out of the way because we didn't walk yesterday. And I said, okay, yeah, that's fine. Because I don't have Mix Minus tonight because Daniel is off camping. And so we went for a walk. And we noticed this once before last week. And I thought it was like some anomaly or something. Anyway, we were walking. And there were swarms of these little flying bugs all throughout the path. We did 2 laps. And they were attracted to me for some reason. Just like these stupid gnats we have here in the house, these bugs were also attracted to me. They were landing on my shirt. I had like 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 of them crawling on my shirt all at once. I was flicking them off. They were going in my face. They were on Mark. They were crawling on his neck. Like, and they were all along the path. So we have another park nearby. And so I said, I don't know what these are, but I'm like, we've got to move. Let's go to, and sometimes we walk at the other park when, let's say, we have on Saturday mornings, they have a farmer's market. And so we'll go to this other park, and there's a creek, like a river. It's like a man-made river sort of thing, like a river walk situation. But he doesn't like to walk there because there aren't as many pokey stops there. And there's only one, whereas our park that's nearby our house has, I don't know, 5 or 6 different stops and gyms and like all this other stuff. Anyway, so he was like, do you want to go to the other one? And I'm like, yes, please. You know, and we've had cicadas recently. And they're so loud. And they were all up in the trees in our park. And they were like, wah! You know, that screaming noise they do. And I said to him, I wonder if baby cicadas fly because, you know, a few weeks ago we had cicadas and now they've stopped screaming. But I know when they're screaming, that's because they're mating. And then they must have babies. And I don't know how long that takes, but do they fly? Do they crawl? Are they worms? I don't know. We used to call them locusts when I was growing up. Anyway, and I was like, well, maybe they're flying ants because they look kind of like ants. Or maybe they're flying termites. I don't know. And I was Googling. I was looking for, I'm like, surely there are news articles about this because it is so bad. And then we got to the other park. They were also at the other park. Not as bad, but they were there. And I was Googling for news stories. I found a news story from 2017 from Philadelphia with a picture that looked just like what was landing all over me. And they said it was likely that it was flying ants. And they do this thing called night nuptials. And it's around the fall. I mean, there are particular, a lot of flying ants and termites and stuff. It's the end of spring, beginning of summer. But apparently there's at least one species of ants and termites that do this thing in the fall, like early fall. I don't know if that's what it is. And I really want to know. Like, I really, you know, I would like, Dan, if you're still listening, I know you were, like, studied entomology or something. I would love someone to call in and tell me what these damn bugs are. Anyway, they look like ants, but a lot of the articles that I read about flying ants said flying ants have 4 wings. And these only have 2 wings. So it's really, anyway, they were landing, they're gross. They were landing all over me. They were crawling around in my arm hair, because I'm hairy. I was afraid they were getting on my head hair, you know, and then, so when I got home immediately, I took a shower because I took off all my clothes, burned them. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't burn the clothes, but, and I didn't think they were here, but they're also around our house. They were flying into the car. So many of thousands, thousands of these things. I don't know what they are. We have a voicemail, and I think it's an entry to the contest. And I said today was going to be the last day, so we're going to go ahead and play it now.
Hey, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Suggestion for you. Job name is, how about the music store?
The music store.
I figured you like playing the trumpet, and you work at one of the biggest stores. Oh, the music store, music shop. Anyone? Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for the call. Let's see, I now I have to look and see if we already have that one. We do have the shop. We have Procrastination Place, the plumbing store, the convent, Wigwam, the Wada Burger, or Weta Burger, the lawnmower repair shop, Shih Tzu's R Us, Melon Market, Melon Mart, Hog Farm, Bacon Factory. Nope. Spit Valve Factory, Walnut Orchard, Toupee Shop. Ugh. I would rather you say a hair system shop. Anyway, no, we don't have it. So I've entered you in, and then now this weekend I have to figure out like how I'm going to select a winner. So, yeah. So anyway, well, thanks for the call, Dennis. I appreciate it. Every time you call, I appreciate it. And yeah. So anyway, I was attacked by flying somethings. Maybe flying ants, maybe flying termites, maybe baby cicadas. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure that they fly. I think they might be little worms or something, but because they burrow into the ground. But somebody tell me, somebody call in and tell me what these damn things were. Anyway, so yeah, that was the only exciting thing that happened today. I had orchestra rehearsal this week. You know, nothing really exciting has gone on during the week. I started a new blender project. I keep starting and then not finishing things because they get too hard. I was trying to do a tiger a couple of weeks ago, and those organic shapes are kind of difficult for me. And so I thought, you know what? Let me just go back to a building. Not an interior of a building, just an exterior with like a sidewalk. I've seen some really cute ones on YouTube, like little, and some of them look kind of cartoony, but I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do a building. So I've been working on a building, and I've got the entire building created. Now I'm working on texturing it to make it look like it's a brick building with like concrete accents and, you know, doing the glass for the windows and all that kind of stuff. And there's an add-on in Blender that will create trees really easily. So I'm adding trees. I have, anyway, so I'm working on that. And really, other than my Blender coming in this week, not Blender the application, but my Vitamix did come in. I have not used it yet. The thing is, I'm trying to do Weight Watchers, miserably failing right now, but I'm trying to get back on Weight Watchers and Blenders. And I was trying to think, you know, what could I do with the Blender? Well, one thing I could do with it is make that god-awful sounding banana ice cream. But I've never, because bananas are 0 points on Weight Watchers. And so I love ice cream. So I was thinking, well, maybe I can try a banana ice cream recipe and do it in the blender. And I mean, maybe I can come up, because I think I've seen one that's chocolate. So maybe if I made it like a chocolate version, it would not taste as much like banana. I mean, I don't hate bananas. I just don't like bananas. So it's not like I'm going to vomit or anything, but I'm just not a huge fan. And but anything out of fruit is 0 points. So unless you add sugar to it, of course. But I bet there's even a banana ice cream recipe in Weight Watchers. There's got to be. So I'm going to have to figure out something. The other thing is I want to make cauliflower soup. I want to make a cauliflower, like a pureed cauliflower soup. And as long as I do that without butter or cream, if I just do it with chicken stock, I think I could get it really smooth in the Vitamix. And that would also be 0 points as long as there's no dairy in there. So, well, you know, No added fat, no dairy. So basically just cauliflower and broth. But usually what I do when I make that is I roast the cauliflower first. So I do use a little bit of olive oil. I roast it with some onions and some garlic, and I roast all of it. And then what I do, and any other vegetables you want to do as well, but mainly, I mean, I want it to be white, so as white as possible. So the other thing is the color you get when you're roasting can make it kind of a brownish color, but it tastes so good. And then put it in a saucepan with some broth, and I would use my immersion blender normally, but I think now that I've got this Vitamix, I could use that and get it really, really smooth. I think that, and then, I don't know, drizzle just a tiny little bit of olive oil on top. And so maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll leave out the olive oil. I don't know. Because 1 tablespoon of olive oil is 5 points. But if it's a whole head of cauliflower, it'll generally make 4 bowls. So, you know, divided amongst 4 bowls, that's only a couple of tablespoons of olive oil is only 2.5 points per bowl. So it's not bad. That is the only exciting thing that has happened this week. Nothing else. So I'll go ahead and end it here for the weekend. And we're going to watch either a movie or the new scary thing that came on Netflix recently, Midnight Mass. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. I mean, Monday.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.